One of the things about bevacizumab, as opposed to trastuzumab or hormonal therapy, is right now at this point, it doesn't seem like there's a marker of who's going to respond.
Well, that's what I was getting at in my introductory comments. There's an important distinction. Even though we call this target a therapy, this is a ubiquitous target, VEGF. And it is not tumor-specific. It's not tumor-type-specific, so far as we know. And in fact, it's a fairly universally present target. So I think that we have to, let me say it another way, this sort of is one of those moments when we start to think beyond histology and when we think about cancer biology.
I was reading the paper by Sandy Swain where she looked at neoadjuvant chemotherapy with bevacizumab in women with inflammatory breast cancer. And one of the things that struck me was the fact that they found a lot of VEGF receptors on the tumor cells, and I guess it decreased when they were given bevacizumab. How does that tie into our understanding of how it works? I thought it worked on the VEGF as it relates to blood vessels.
Well, I think that's right, but the question is, where does VEGF come from? And tumors have to turn on blood vessel formation when they're growing, so you would hypothesize, of course, that tumors would make VEGF or stimulate the production of VEGF, and you may just be seeing that feedback loop interrupted by the bevacizumab.